Victims robbed at gunpoint outside celebrity hotspot Craig's Restaurant in Los Angeles. By Paul Bois on August 3, 2023. Two victims were robbed at gunpoint outside of the celebrity-frequented restaurant Craig's on Melrose Avenue in West Hollywood. The robbery reportedly happened shortly before 1 a.m. on Thursday when two assailants in dark clothing and masks approached the victims at gunpoint. According to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, two victims were approached by two suspects in dark clothing and masks. Both suspects were armed with handguns and they ended up stealing a watch. Nobody was hurt, reported ABC 7. The suspects fled the scene in a white car that was being driven by a third suspect, it added. The robbery comes in the wake of another robbery that occurred in mid-July just slightly north of Melrose Avenue in West Hollywood. Viral video captured a shocking crime wherein three suspects allegedly armed with handguns and one rifle pulled up in a black SUV alongside the victim as he was walking on the sidewalk. The three suspects pushed the individual against the fence and took his cell phone and wallet. "It's pretty brutal," said Braden Brauer. "I've seen some really big people get jumped too. And if they're willing to go after those kind of people, they're going to target anyone." As Breitbart News reported previously, several celebrities found themselves in near-violent or extremely violent altercations in Los Angeles last year when the city faced an unprecedented crime wave ahead of its mayoral election. In February, a man was arrested after targeting White Lotus and Baywatch star Alexandra Daddario's house with a loaded gun. The gunman went to the actress' home, where he stood outside, screaming. Also in February, fashion mogul, model, and tattoo icon Kat Von D's Los Angeles home was burglarized by an intruder who said he wanted to use the bathroom. Von D had also recently announced that she would be leaving California and moving to Indiana part-time due to the state's tyrannical government overreach. That same month, rapper Kodak Black was shot in the leg outside of an after-party hosted by singer Justin Bieber in Los Angeles. In November, television host and actor Terrence Jenkins, better known as Terrence J., narrowly escaped an armed follow-home robbery attempt in which a gunman shot at him. Actress and singer Katherine McPhee, of American Idol fame, even went as far as to blame the crime spike on woke voters. "No rings, watches or anything out in LA anymore," she wrote. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.